All right, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Martin, starting up another episode of Howling at the World, and I'm gonna touch on another dating app subject that I remembered I didn't put in when I first did it, my last episode, and I kind of fell behind, had some stuff going on, but I'm gonna try to get out about two episodes within this next coming week, maybe three, just to kind of try to catch back up. So here's my thing. So I'm on the dating apps, like I was saying before. Listen, if you are wearing a mask in your first picture, I don't care if you are beyond gorgeous, the most beautiful girl, beautifulest or, in the world. I'm swiping left. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. No, nobody's gonna go and no. I'm not even gonna waste my time. Not even. Another thing is don't have multiple people in your main pick. Especially if I go to swipe to the next picture and there's two of the random five girls you're taking a picture with in the first one there. I'm not gonna nope. Not even gonna waste my time. Swipe left. Just put yourself there. Like, make it easy on everyone. Nobody's going for fucking. No one's working that hard. I'll work that hard if I see you in public. But I'm on a fucking app. I'm not wasting my time. Sorry. Swipe left. Here's another thing. You see all this bullshit with putting politics into the, you know what, you can date and not have politics be a part of it. Yeah, I understand that, we'll get to it down the road. But you putting, if you voted for Trump, swipe left, the fuck out of here. That's like if people putting, if you voted for Sleepy Joe, swipe left. If you voted for this asshole that fucking doesn't even know where the fuck he is right now, that can't even put a sentence together. If you voted for this guy, swipe left. That's, you just, it's like everything that you're saying about Trump, you could say the same about Biden. Like, politicians are dirty, plain and simple. They're all corrupt. We're all fucked either way. So, that to the end of that it's just bullshit. And what's my other one? Oh yeah, filters. Listen, not so much guys, but I've seen. I've heard of girls saying, "Oh, he had a filter." Yeah, okay. We'll stop catfishing if you stop fucking catfishing. Don't put a fucking filter on your, especially your main pick. You want to do it like pick three or four, when it's down the line to kind of help yourself out. Don't do it the main pick. Don't that first pick. Boom, catfished. I want to see you, and you're not even gonna fucking look anywhere near your fucking picture. Like, you gotta be fucking shitting me. Like, come on. All right, so enough of the dating apps, because honestly, you're all fucking ridiculous. Guys included. Everyone else, just in a hole. It's just so fucking ridiculous on these sites. I actually just saw an episode of Catfish where I just it was on one of my Snap stories, and it was funny because he was on Plenty of Fish, this guy, and he catfished the shit out of like three girls. Like, I it's not funny, but it's funny for me, because to get catfished on Plenty of Fish, it's in the title. Like, come on now. That's just great. But okay, enough about dating. It's all fucking screwed up. Especially during all this shit. So I'll touch on it, I'm sure, in another episode one of these days. But for right now, I'm done. Next, let's see. So I've always been a fan of the Carbonaro effect. And I just started watching all the episodes on my HBO Max. you know, and I love it because he gets like, how gullible are people? Like, you're all seriously making me question your intelligence. Like, there's some things like, listen, I'm not hating on anyone, I'm not saying you're dumb, but some of the shit he does, like, come on. Come on. I just watched an episode where he got one of these, like, pineapple drinks, and he's pulling all this fruit out. He's pulling fruit out, he's pulling other various things out. He finally gets to the bottom and he dumps an egg out, cracks the egg, and a parrot just magically appears. Like, really? And there's this girl just like, oh my God, that's a lot of fruit. Oh, wow. What? An egg? Oh my God, a parrot? Where'd you get that tiny parrot? Like, come on. Come on. And then these two guys, it was one of the first episodes, and they're self-tying shoelaces, and he did it with both feet. He did it with both feet, and these guys are like, "What? Word?" And he's like, "Yeah, it like they don't tie if you're just standing there, but once you start moving," and he starts wiggling his foot, and they just tie automatically, and they're like, "Oh my God!" And he's like, "Yeah, they're free. Go ahead, take a pair." And then I saw the I think it was the second or third season, he did a recap of all his favorite some of his favorite tricks, and that was one of them. And they still left, like the little shop that he was in, thinking that they were still gonna tie through Bluetooth. It just some of the shit just amazes me, and it's nothing against anybody, but hey, but some of the stuff that he does is just it's you just you're in awe, and you're watching these people like get tricked, and then some of them call him. Some of them do call him out on his bullshit because they know it's bullshit. They know there's no possible way that what just happened to him could happen. Like, and I love it. I love watching the show. It's a great show. I wish him luck. I don't know if he's still doing it. I didn't really do any. I'm only on like season three. And I was waiting to get to the end to see if he did any more. And another show that I love that I've been currently watching and is Impractical Jokers. Now, how can you not like this show? This show is fucking amazing. Four friends just going out, just doing whatever bullshit that their friends are telling them in an earpiece to say and do. And yeah, they all have their limits. And there's a couple times when I was like, I don't know, I might have said that. I might have did that. I don't know, maybe I just don't have any shame. But if it's me and my friends like going out and doing this kind of stuff, that I'd love it. It's hilarious to put your friend into a precarious situation that you're like, I know he's not gonna say this, and then sometimes they surprise each other and they actually end up doing it, and you're like, holy shit, I can't believe he just said that, and they have the same reactions. They're like, did he just say that? Did he just do that? I can't believe it. I love when they love to gang up on Sal, especially during the little when they have to do the duos and they're presenting, because Sal can never keep it together. Murr has his moments. Q can crack up, but him and Joe, I feel, are like the more solid of not gonna laugh. But the show just, if you haven't seen either of these shows, I suggest you either YouTube it, or if you have HBO Max, they're on there. I'm on like season five or six of Impractical Jokers, maybe six. And They've actually been on another show, and I can't remember the name. And it's pretty funny because you have to decide how humiliating. You get two choices. You have to decide which one on the like humiliation scale. Like, and you got to factor in like pain and everything. And there's a lot of crazy things that actually happen, and you're like, what? That actually happened? And you wouldn't believe it, but they have to try to get within a certain range. And as the game progresses, it gets harder and harder, obviously. I don't know. Love those guys. If I ever got a chance to be on the show with them as like a guest, that would blow my mind, because I would probably blow their minds, because I'm not gonna lose. I'm not gonna go into something and end up being humiliated by these guys, because some of the humiliations they have for the loser, it just I don't know. I mean, for example, when Joe won and all three of the other guys lost, he put tattoos on their bodies, and Q and Murr were fine. I mean, they didn't really mind theirs because it actually made sense. But when he put Jaden Smith on poor Sal's thigh, that just yeah, that took the cake right there, guys. I would probably kill one of my friends if they ever did that to me. Like, I'm joking, but I'm not joking. Let's see. Think that's almost everything I really want to talk about, like that way. I would like to, to end the show, because as you guys know, I don't go off too many, too long. There will be some times where I might, but I like to just keep it short and sweet, because let's just face it, 15 to 20 minutes, you guys are going to listen to me rant and talk about whatever the hell I want to talk about. And some of it you'll find funny, some of it you might not, depending on who you are. I don't care if you like me. I hope you do. Just so you keep coming back to listen. But other than that, I'm here for everyone's enjoyment and to pump out some good shit for you guys. But I'd like to end tonight with saying thank you to my one little chat group that I have for Warzone, for Call of Duty. They're a bunch of funny guys. We talk a lot of shit to each other, like a group of brothers and everything. And just want to thank Mikey, Dave, Anton, BJ, Craig. We'll just throw Craig in there just for the hell of it. Okay. I know the other guys would get a kick out of that. I've been trying to find music, but if I can't, Mikey's gonna try to help me out, give me something original for an intro, maybe outro too. I don't know. Well, we're gonna have to talk about it. I'm looking for something right now, but if I can't, he said he would help me out. So I really appreciate these guys. I hope I said Anton. I'm just trying to go through everything in my head again. That my cousin would kill me if I didn't say his name. I would have just said it twice. but thank you guys. You guys are real good to me. Very inspirational. Told me to keep going for it. They all know I want to be an actor. That's why they gave me the name Martin Clooney in our group chat, and we all have our own little nicknames. But I appreciate them and how they support me. And I'm just gonna try to pump out as much content as I can, right, Mikey? And thank you guys, and thank you guys if you keep tuning in and listening to me rant and bullshit. I love you all. So until next time, the Lone Wolf, Martin, is out for this episode of Howling at the World. Oh!